Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today is the Feast of St. Matthew, and I'm sure that some of you have seen the Chosen series called The Chosen. It's a multi-season series about the life of Jesus, and it's directed by Dallas Jenkins. You can see it online. And brothers and sisters, it's really worth seeing. You'll see Matthew as he more really was, tax collector, shunned by so many people because he was always after money from the people. But I really encourage you to watch The Chosen because you'll see the life of Matthew perhaps in a way you never imagined before. So we today want to celebrate his feast. And I'll say more about him later after you've watched the series, because it's quite a story. So let's take a look here at the opening prayer. O God, who with untold mercy were pleased to choose as an apostle St. Matthew the tax collector, grant that sustained by his example and intercession, we may merit to hold firm in following you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. May we be blessed by all the apostles, but in a particular way, today, by Matthew. And when Jesus said to him, "Follow me," he got right up and followed him. And yet he had this huge job, but he got right up and followed him. So let's take a look at the readings today. First one is from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 to 7, and then verses 11 to 13. Brothers and sisters, I, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to live in a manner worthy of the call you have received, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another through love, striving to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace, one body and one Spirit, as you were also called to the one hope of your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. If you have been baptized, Christ is in you. But grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. He gave some as apostles, others as prophets, others as evangelists, others as pastors and teachers, to equip the holy ones for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of faith and knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the extent of the full stature of Christ. The Lord wants us to be more like him. He is our Father. He is our God. He wants us to be like him, with our own personalities, with our own likes and dislikes, whatever that may be. He wants us. Lord, help me to live my life today as you would. Take it a morning at a time, or a meal time at a time, whatever small portion, start with. Lord, I want to be more and more like you. His Spirit, if you've been baptized and confirmed, his Spirit dwells within you. You don't have to go far looking for him. He is in you. But he gave you a free will. You can choose to ignore him. It won't be very good for you one day. You don't want to do that, but it happens. We want to be a people who love him. I remember the day of my own first communion. Remember, I had to walk up one by one. We had to walk up to the altar to receive First Communion. And I didn't fully grasp it then. But I remember saying to the Lord, I love you. I love you. And God took it from there. You can stop any time and just tell the Lord you love him, that you want to follow him more closely, that you need his help. Believe me, brothers and sisters, your lives will change. I was so entranced with this movie that we saw, The Chosen. And if you haven't seen it, been many chapters of it, if you have not seen it, go to the website and do it from the beginning, because you don't want to just take one. Do it from the beginning and hear the life of Christ for us. Hear part of Christ's life for us. His mother Mary is there in that movie. The people who put this together did one, believe me, outstanding, super outstanding job. And I want to encourage you to watch it. It'll take you several weeks, like an hour a week. But an hour a week is not too much. Or else bring all the people you need to see, bring them in with you to watch it. But believe me, brothers and sisters, God wants to know you. And he's invited, he's inspired this young man to put this whole movie together. Really, watch it, please. Let me know what you think of it after you get through all the seasons. Let me know what you think. And Psalm 19 says, their message goes out through all the earth. Well, we can do it, part of it, through television. But you can't supersede anything when one person speaks to another and shares their faith. When one person speaks to another, that's where the heart is touched and changed. Please, brothers and sisters, we're all, in a sense, we're all missionaries. We're all called to spread the good news. Just bit by bit, what you've learned or what you've heard that has helped you, share it with another. Share it with two others. Share it with three others if you can. But open your own heart to how God wants to work through you. Their message goes out through all the earth, says Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament proclaims his handiwork. Day pours out the word today, and night to night imparts knowledge. Not a word nor a discourse whose voice is not heard. Through all the earth their voice resounds, and to the end of the world their message. Let us be part of those who bring the message. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, verses 9 to 13, it says this: as Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post trying to take his taxes money. And he said to them, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this and said to the disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" He heard this, that is Jesus, heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy and not sacrifice.'" See, in that time there were so many sacrifices being offered to God, however they interpreted him. But God says, "I do not want sacrifice. I desire mercy." Mercy being the first. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners. That's us. That's us. We're sinners. We're weak. We've sinned. We've made mistakes, sometimes very big mistakes. Please, brothers and sisters, go to confession, but go first to the Lord and just say, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me and free me. That's all you need to say. Have mercy and free me. Brothers and sisters, he loves us. He loves us. And he wants to care for us. But if we don't open ourselves to his gifts, we get nothing. There's an article that I've read by Rhonda Chervin who says this, in part, only part, many say that it would be better to simply express trust in Christ's love by saying with the congregation prayers of contrition. They think of private confession as a way of emphasizing guilt and fear. The answer, in terms of the analysis of love, is that penance as a sacrament is more intimate. It makes Christ's love for us even more concrete and consoling than reflecting on his words in the Gospels. For in the sacrament, he pours into our trembling hearts his healing, his forgiving grace, right out of the wound we have made in him by our sins. As we sin as individuals, so we long to be forgiven as individuals. As our misdeeds have cast Christ's love out of our despairing exocentricity, so not only Christ's words, but he himself must return to us. For how many has the confessional represented the open arms of Christ waiting patiently for the return of the prodigal son? Hear those words, brothers and sisters. They are good ones and true ones. If you can, just go to a Catholic church, go to a confessional, or simply speak to the priest and just say, Father, I'm not even Catholic, or I've been a Catholic away a long time. I need help. That's all you have to say. And then ask, tell him what you think you really have done wrong over the years, and ask for God's mercy and forgiveness. Brothers and sisters, it gives you a whole new start. It really does. Do not be afraid. It will be dark and silent because the priest doesn't even look at you. He doesn't see you, but he hears you. And you are forgiven in the name of Jesus Christ. And there is no greater freedom in our lives than that. No greater freedom other than meeting the Lord himself, being with him personally. Oh, brothers and sisters, let's open our hearts. Open our lives, and may God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.